AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump and Iran's foreign minister say the Strait of Hormuz is now fully open. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Tehran's top diplomat says on social media the strait is completely open for all commercial vessels and will stay open during the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Minutes later, the president posted the strait is ready for full passage. Last night,
I will say the war in Iran is going along swimmingly.
The president in Las Vegas.
It should be ending pretty soon.
Until then, he says this morning, the U.S. blockade of Iran's ports will remain in full force and effect. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Oil prices fell by more than 10%, and Wall Street headed toward another record following the announcement. The reopening will allow oil tankers to exit the Persian Gulf again and carry crude to customers worldwide. Former Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax killed his estranged wife and then took his life weeks before a judge's deadline to move out of their family home, according to police and court records. Police Chief Kevin Davis says officers were called to their home in Washington, D.C. yesterday and found the bodies of Fairfax and his wife, Dr. Serena Fairfax. Former NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones is expected to become the first person to plead guilty in a gambling sweep that led to the arrests of more than 30 people. Chinese government officials are encouraging travelers to be wary and avoid entering the U.S. through Seattle. About 20 Chinese scholars with visas flew through Seattle-Tacoma International Airport recently to attend an academic conference. But China Consular Affairs said the academics were, quote, unreasonably inspected by CBP personnel and refused entry. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports a new Ford recall is affecting F-150 pickup trucks.
Ford is recalling almost 1.4 million of its F-150 pickup trucks in the U.S. because of a gear shift issue that may lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes F-150 light trucks with a 6-speed automatic transmission that were produced between March 12, 2014 and August 18, 2017. Vehicle owners will be notified about the recall by mail and instructed to bring their vehicle to a Ford or Lincoln dealer to have their powertrain control module calibration updated at no cost. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A heat wave is threatening to hit residents across the eastern U.S. Record high temperatures will hit big cities including New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. I'm Marcela Sanchez.